Where the hell's the Prime Minister? Mm. He's got half his country locked down. We haven't heard from him for a week.
Yeah. Mm. He's gone missing a few times recently.
Gone missing? This is the biggest pandemic crisis in the country, and the PM's locked up in the lodge in Canberra and no one's talking. He's not talking to anyone.
Oh, yes, indeed. That was a little clip from The Project in Australia last night as our highly popular correspondent, Steve Price, unleashed. A very good morning to you, Steve.
That's a familiar voice. Yeah. The question is, where the hell is Scott Morrison? I mean,
totally.
You might recall, because he has a very strong New Zealand connection. Yes. He was once the head of Tourism New Zealand, a job that... Yes. Depending on who you talk to, he was moved along from. And then he turned up running Tourism Australia, and he had the most appalling ad campaign ever invented, where Lara Bingle came out and said, "Where the bloody hell are you?" It was a dismal failure, but it might come back to rebound on Scott Morrison, because I'd be asking this morning, "Scott, where the hell are you? I mean, please, come out and talk to us."
So he's in the lodge, right, supposedly?
Yeah, he was holed up in Sydney, in Kirribilli House, where his family still are. Our Prime Minister has two residents, as we all know. So he then decides to decamp for some reason to Canberra. Now, Parliament doesn't sit until August the 3rd. So I'd be critical of him for a start. I mean, Sydney's in a hard lockdown. He needs to be in the state that's got the biggest problem currently. He's got 13.5 million of his fellow Australians locked up. He ought to be staying in Sydney. He's got a big office he can operate out of there and inspiring the people in New South Wales to work hard to get out of the problem they're in. But no, he goes to Canberra, sets himself up in the lodge. We don't hear from him. The public doesn't hear from him for over a week. And then I find out today that on Monday night, he had a Zoom fundraising event hosted by him for the Liberal Party out of the lodge with a number of Australia's leading business folk, 35 of them, to raise money for the next election campaign. Oh, now, I was pretty critical of him last night. When I found that out this morning, I'm even more critical. I mean, where's the address to the nation? What other country has, you know, half its population locked up, which is what we are, and you don't hear from the Prime Minister? All you get is these state premiers having daily media conferences that last up to an hour telling us what they want to do. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yes. Is there a possibility that the messaging team just don't know what substantially fresh content they could deliver if they front up for a presser?
Well, he got a million doses of Pfizer into the country last week, so that's a positive. I mean, we could talk about that for a start. But I think the significant developments between when he left Sydney and when he turned up in Canberra is that it's now not just New South Wales, but it's Victoria into a hard lockdown. We were supposed to go into a lockdown for 4 or 5 days. That's now been extended by a week. And you've got the South Australian Premier yesterday who's gone again, and he's knocked his state sideways for at least another 5 days. So that's off the back of six cases, by the way. So South Australia is in a 7-day lockdown. We've got another week to go in Victoria, and the cases in New South Wales just keep ballooning. So we need at some point the Prime Minister to say, okay, here's a timeline. We've got all these vaccinations in the country. We're going to get a whole bunch more people vaccinated. If we get to the end of, say, August, and we have this percentage of people vaccinated, lockdowns will be a last resort, not a first resort. We need some positive messaging.
Totally agree. By the way, Brisbane might get some positive messaging if you are of that mind when it comes to the Olympics. The big announcements tonight, right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock Australian time. There's no other candidate. So it will be Brisbane unless something horrible happens.
By default, yes.
You know, no one else wants to put their hand up. Can you blame them? It's going to cost $5 billion. Country's broke from COVID, and we're looking at 2032 to stage the Olympics. Now, Olympic sponsors, Olympic people who love the Olympic Games will go, well, it's just the panacea we need as a country to get us out of this doom and gloom we're stuck in the middle of. Maybe, but will we have the money to pay for it? Now, we were of the impression the IOC was going to change the funding model for an Olympic Games, but when you read the detail today, that's not the case. So it's expected that Australia, Brisbane, the City Council of Brisbane, have got to come up with the dough to reconstruct all those facilities, which would be nice for Queensland. They'll get a whole bunch of new sporting facilities. But do you really need that when you're in the middle of this sort of lockdown? Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier, is there. along with the federal sports minister, Richard Colbeck. And presumably, unlike way back when Sydney and Samaranch got up and went Sydney, someone will stand up tonight and go, Brisbane.
Brisbane, and, they will too.
Brisbane.
By the way, I was actually in Brisbane about 4 weeks ago, Steve, before everything turned to custard. That Queen's Wharf development is extraordinary, don't you think?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, thanks for telling us that. I mean, you're in the green bubble and one of the few people in the world who can travel. I'm locked up in Melbourne. I can't go more than 5 kilometres from my house. How'd you get into the country and back again?
I tell you what, honestly, it was just bloody lucky timing.
Yeah, was it ever? You're lucky you're not locked down somewhere in Australia coming in here. I'd be very careful if I were you.
It was a close-run thing. I got home to New Zealand, and I think 24 hours later, it was all over Rover. Steve, great to talk. Thank you very much for your time. It's 16 to 9, News Talk ZB.